Sport on RTE Radio 1.
Des Cahill, great match, great result.
Yeah, Ireland didn't play well in the opening half, I felt, against Zambia in their World Cup warm-up game. But in the second half, they turned things around completely. Ireland trailed 1-0 at half-time, an own goal, an unfortunate own goal. Ball deflected onto the post and hit the arm of the goalkeeper who was facing out and went into the net. But Vera Powell made five changes at half-time. And Ireland did improve greatly in the second half. Amber Barrett with her two goals, obviously she equalised from the penalty spot. Then Claire O'Riordan put us 2-1 ahead with a header, and then Barrett struck again with a great goal at 70 minutes. Zambia got a late consolation goal, but a deserved win for Ireland. And Adrian Eames spoke afterwards with the Irish coach Vera Powell.
We always go into a game to win, so it's extremely good, and we've worked on it, as you've seen, to get that win over the line. We are in pre-season, so we could only sub six players, and you could see that actually it was a bit too much a full game, which we knew. The strongest players stayed on the pitch, but a few of them cramped up, and the way that they dealt with it and the way that they got that win over the line, it shows that for us, winning is everything.
And did any player in particular put their arm up in terms of making it on board the plane to Australia basis of tonight?
Yeah, I think several players have done that. I don't want to say much more about that. We are going to discuss it tonight, and then we have two more days.
Now, tonight, Bohemians are to remember Christy Dignam in the big Dublin derby game with Shamrock Rovers at Dalymount Park. They're going to wear a special Aslan shirt, and bucket collections and shirt sales will all go to St Francis Hospice. A couple of other derby games tonight, St Pat's meet Shelburne and Drogheda United play Dundalk. Cork City make the long trek to Derry and UCD play Sligo Rovers. It was a very good day for Irish golfers. Shane Lowry's in fifth place at the Travellers Championship on 6-under. Denny McCarthy leads by two shots on 10-under. Seamus Power is 1-under. Rory McIlroy 2-under, but he celebrated a fabulous hole-in-one.
5-iron, 215 yards, slightly back into the wind off the right. You know, as hole-in-ones go, you know, I've had hole-in-ones in the past where it has been like an okay shot and you get a little lucky or whatever. That was the best shot of the day that I hit. And you know, it's obviously a bonus for it to go in the hole, but it was really cool. You know, I played pretty averagely up until that point. I felt like that hole in one sort of got me going a little bit. I birdied the next couple of holes after that, and you know, sort of got me into the tournament a bit.
Now, Leona Maguire is in sixth place at the Women's PGA Championship. An excellent round of 2-under for her. Leanne Pace leads on 5-under. And young Tom McKibben opened with a 4-under first round, 68 at the BMW Open in Germany. He's 2 off the lead. In Gaelic Games, we have a huge weekend ahead. We'll bring you all of the games live on Saturday Sport and Sunday Sport, and we'll get Paul Flynn's football verdict later. But ahead of the big hurling matches, here's Donlough Cusack with his Hurling Nation.
Modern Ma Hurling Nation, Fadoa Fadoa, meeting of Galway and Tipperary in the Championship had the country talking hurling all week long. Whether it was Jerry McInerney's white boots, Tony Keady's suspension, or Micheál Amuara Hurtig's rabbit chasing a fox, the tribesmen and the Premier were top of the bill any day they met. In modern times, we had the excitement of Joe Canning's magical score in 2017. Who remembers Pádraig Maher's flying hurley failing to stop Shane Maloney's winner in 2015 amid torrential excitement at Croke Park? Those games and the other championship meeting of the period all settled by a single point, and it looked like Tip and Galway were entering a new era with old fire still burning. And then, the last time they met in the championship was late in November in the year of COVID 2020, in an empty stadium. Galway won by 2 points, but perhaps that bleak day has erased the memory of lot which went before. Tomorrow night's game is a discreet Saturday tea time slot, sharing the afternoon with football quarterfinals. Galway and Tipperary play as the top half of a double header, which opens with Clare playing Dublin. Not just for the history it carries, but for the intrigue of this game alone, Galway and Tip deserved better. No one with hurling's interest at heart could justify why this hasn't been hyped up into a prime time Sunday spot. Anyway, where do Tip and Galway stand? The era of Limerick bossing hurling began in 2018, when Galway, as reigning champions, gave up their crown in the All-Ireland final. Since then, Leinster Hurling's only appearances in All-Ireland finals have been defeats inflicted on Kilkenny. Leinster was quiet this year, while Munster roared, so this is our first chance since the league final to see where Leinster's at. Then there are the two managers. Henry Henry Shefflin and Liam Kerr are each breeding life back into teams that had lost their way. Henry is longer in the job. The high point for Galway this year was two championship games against Kilkenny, where only a last second goal for the stripy men separated the teams. Meanwhile, Tipp started their championship in Innes. That was April, and outside of last week's facile win over Offaly, it was their last win. Two draws followed against Cork and Limerick before they crept into the All-Ireland series, despite a beating by Waterford. What does it all mean? Both teams have questions around their defence, but Tipp have more to bring when comparing attacks. Based on that, and their draw with Limerick being the most encouraging indicator of form from either team, we are going for a Tipp win. Before that, we've Clare and Dublin. Different moods here. Dublin are showing some shape under Micheál Donoghue, who brought Galway to their last All-Ireland. It's patient work, and Dublin can be satisfied with how it's progressing. Clare still have to prove something to themselves. They didn't play well in the Munster final against Limerick, but could still feel that they left the game behind them. Their full back line needs sorting out. Some of the big guns have been misfiring. All their games so far have been big games. They can't afford to treat this any differently. Too much still to prove, and that's all bad news for Dublin.
That's Donal Cusack. Now in racing, the Ascot Gold Cup, and Frankie Dettori, 52 years old, retires later this year. He won it on 15-2 shot Courage Mon Ami in his final Royal Ascot meeting. The meeting continues today, and there's also racing action at Down Royal and Limerick.